Da da Chaver, the Torah tonight should first of all be Lil Nishmas, Ben Sion, Ben Shmuel Aaron, Ben Sion Grossman, whose mishpacha is very close to my mishpacha. And very, very difficult loss. Mir Hashem, he should be Meilt Yosher for his beautiful mishpacha, for all of Klal Yisrael. Neshama should have the koyach, the mishpacha should have the koyach, the gvura to find the nechama. Mir Hashem, the karav mamash will be zeichet to be united. Shiach zekeinu b'mehira b'yameinu. Also for refu shleima for two chayalim, the need refuos, and we should have them in mind in our tefillos, and all the learning tonight should be the refu shleima as well, for Harav Shlomo ben Sivya, and for Fega bas Leia, both are chayalim who need refuos, and Mirat Hashem, Shbaruch Hashem refuos, Bekarov Mamish. You know, during these days, Panam Etzarim, the 3 weeks, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Av in the 9 days. So I get a lot of shilas. A lot of people are calling or texting, different shilas. Somehow, you know, suddenly, every single Hugo Boss suit is on sale, and the guys want to know, are we allowed, are we not allowed to buy? And to some, some obviously more serious shailas, as far as whoever wants to know about shaving, and shaving for dates, and shaving for Shabbos Kodesh, whatever it might be. And whenever I get shailas during these days, I'll tell the MS, I go through a big dilemma in my head. In general, when you're paskening shailas, so we know there's a concept which you've all learned at some point in your learning in Gemara, koach de'etera hadif. Koach de'etera hadif means that it takes someone bigger to be matir. It's easy to say everything's aser. It's easy to be machmir. Anyone could be machmir. Koach de'etera hadif, someone you have to know and be holding and be willing to have shoulders to say that something is mutter, and to bring a kula. So, on one level, when you're paskening shailas, when you get shailas, as long as you're hopefully being comfortable with it and be holding enough in the Torah, you try to be makel for people, you try to matter for people, you want people to be able to have an easier time in life, and whatever that shailah is in general. Obviously, every shailah, not chas v'shalom l'aleinu, ever paskening keneged Torah, but you try to be makel, if possible. But when it comes to these halachas, I always struggle, because on one hand, you're searching for a kula and you want to be makel and be matir the shaila to the person. But on the other hand, I always feel that all of the halachas of the 3 weeks, of the 9 days, of Shavuos Chalbo, of Tisha B'Av, they're all here for a very, very important reason, to try to feel something that's very difficult to feel. To try to put ourselves in the shoes and understand the Avelus, the mourning of Churban Beis Hamikdash, the mourning of the of not having Geula yet, not having Mashiach yet, the mourning of still on Har Bayis, which we all know is so much in the news these days, having a mosque on top of Har Bayis, and that we even have to hear from other nations and other countries and other places that we're wrong for closing Har Bayis to terrorist Arabs. That we have to hear such things reminds us what galus we're in. That we're talking, it's our makom, Harabai is the holiest place in the world. We shouldn't let any of these mamish, mishuganas, behemas on Harabai to begin with. We have to hear such things in the political world. Lamaisa, all the halachas of these days, of not shaving, of not getting haircuts, of not having chasanas, of not listening to music, and again, all those shailas, a cappella music, this music. And then getting closer, we're going to be in the 9 days and not eating meat. And not doing laundry. And not wearing new clothing. Not wearing freshly laundered clothing. So on one end, when I get a shayla, on one end, in general, my derech is try to be makel, try to be matir. But here, I always struggle because, l'maisa, we should all, when we're being matir, we're being makel, we're going to then perhaps feel less connected to what we're supposed to be feeling. To the avelus of these days. And how many of us feel the way we should be feeling? Who in this room, don't raise your hand, maybe someone here is a big tzaddik benister, I don't know, and maybe they probably are, probably much bigger people than me in this room. But who in this room here does tikkun chatzos? Who in this room sits on the floor and cries about Churban Beis HaMikdash nightly or ever? We all know, we've all been by the Kaisel on random nights and we see many, many yidden sitting on the floor with their feet, with their shoes off, crying, tears streaming down their cheeks, saying tikkun chatzos on a regular night. Open up a Shulchan Aruch, it's right there at the beginning that someone who's Yerush Shemayim should be mitzvah in the Churban. Yet I get shailas, and I had this from two separate people. One person was in text, one person in a phone call. Rebbe asking a shaila as far as shaving, whether it was for Shabbos, whether it was for work, or whatever it was in the particular shaila, and the language, two different people said to me the same language, it's very annoying that I can't shave. It's very annoying. So you know what I said back? And I'm not even saying, forget about whether it was matter or not matter, maybe some circumstances, obviously it is matter, but I said, it's very annoying we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's very annoying we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's very annoying that there's a mosque on top of Har HaBayis. It's very annoying. L'maisa, forgetting about all the halachas right now, not that they're obviously very, very important, but the ikkar is to not lose sight of what's the ikkar and what's the tafel, and that all these halachas are only chitzonius dik. And the avodah of these days is to feel the galus. And to feel connected to the fact that we're still in Galus. And to be yearning for Mashiach, and yearning for Geula, and yearning for Beis HaMikdash, and davening for it. Because if you have yidden that are not shaving, and going to not be eating meat this week, and gonna but there's no extra kavanah in the Lirush Laim Ircha, what good is it? We're losing sight of what's the ikker. So let's talk about these inyanim and talk about what our focus should be during these days. Let's learn Torah. You know, you open up a Gemara Tainis, and we've spoken about this Gemara before, I think this year already, definitely many times in the past. The Gemara Tainis, Daf Chav Vav and Aleph on the bottom, you all know the Gemara. I'm assuming many in this room already learned Tainus, but even if you haven't gone through all of Tainus, you know this Gemara. There are five tragedies. There are more than that, but five that the Gemara talks about. Five terrible tragedies that occurred on Shiva Azur B'Tamas, and five terrible tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av. And it lists them. The Shiva Azur B'Tamas, Nishtabru Haluchos, the Luchos were broken. Ubatel atamid, we didn't bring a carbon tamid in Beis HaMikdash. V'huv ka'ir, the Romans broke through the walls of Yishalayim Er Kodesh. V'sarav epistemus is a Torah, this Greek epistemus burnt to Sefer Torah. V'amitzelim v'heichel, many say it was him as well, who put an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. And then goes through on Tisha B'Av. Nigzal v'seinu shlo yichnesu l'aretz by the Meraglim. The gzera was that we won't enter Eretz Yisrael with Tisha B'Av. V'charav ha'bayis b'rishona u'b'shriya. Vinilkada, the first and second base of Migdash were destroyed. Vinilkada Beitar, the Romans destroyed Beitar. Vinechrusha Ir, and the Romans also plowed over the city. So these are the Gemara, the 10 grand, and I say that with a negative connotation, tragedies that occurred during this time of the year, the bookends of Shiva Asar B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, that were mourning. That we're supposed to be mourning. So if we want to understand what our avodah is, we have to look always, we know from Reb Tzaddik, we've mentioned it many times at this table, we have to look at the beginning. So we want to understand really what our avodah should be. So Vada, we can't wait till Tisha B'Av. We're supposed to start for Shiva Zabatamas. If we want to understand what led to all the Khurban, we have to look at Shiva Zabatamas. That was the beginning. That was the beginning of the downfall. And if you look at the list of Shiva Zabatamas, so there are five occurrences on Shiva Zabatamas, but seemingly we should be looking at the first occurrence. Because that was the beginning. That's where everything starts from. That's what we have to go and be metakin and go fix. Otherwise, we're just putting band-aids on the chitzonius stick. We got to get to the panemius. We got to get to the innermost pagan. So what was the first on the list of Shiva Zabatamas? The first tragedy of Shiva Zabatamas was the Shviras HaLuchos. It was the breaking of the Luchos. The Yalkut Yehoshua says, at that moment of the breaking of the Luchos, there was a gzera that Torah could never be learnt unless it's with tremendous yigiyus and amelus and tsar. So that very moment, the beginning stage, Shviras HaLuchos, and we have to understand what Shviras HaLuchos, what the breaking of the Luchos represents, and what we have to fix to get those Luchos back together. And somehow it brought into the world also, that when we learn, it has to be with tremendous amelus and tsar and yigiyus, and without it, it would have been that learning would have been every moment just extremely awful of tanug, which for many of us it is, Baruch Hashem, but it's only because we put in the amelus and tsar, even but without that. It would be just a pleasure, an easy, nice, what so many of us want in life, and what so many of us waste our time with in life. It would be B'Divrei Kedusha. So we have to understand all of this, and how this connects to these days. We'll get back there. Because I saw an incredible Shem Yishmo. Mamish, an incredible Shem Yishmo. Sachachav Hashem Shmuel, he's talking by the Meimah Riva. He's talking about the Peledic episode of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock to bring forth water, which we know Moshe was punished for, wasn't allowed in Eretz Yisrael. And he says as follows, says, Inyan Meimah Riva Sasum Ma'od. That whole episode is very closed. It's very misunderstood. It's very hard to understand. L'chol ha'pirushim noiflos kushios l'machbir kasher aricha mefarshim. It's such unbelievable questions on the whole episode. Maga manafkamin lagabe evan dibor haka kainanes gadol yede dibor meshara yedekar. Like, what does it really make a difference whether Moshe spoke or hit the rock? It's an amazing miracle if you bring water through speaking or through hitting. Anyone ever try to hit a rock and bring forth water? Anyone here? No, of course. You tried? Did you really try?
No.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to get you checked out if you did. But, meaning Lemaisa, none of us ever tried because we know it would be fruitless. It's ridiculous. It's impossible. So that would be a grand nace, which Moshe would have been brought into the world. Ashkoyach. And if he would have spoken, it would have been a little grand. Meaning, manafkamina. So listen as follows. I'm so excited to share this. The Shemi Shmuel, he really just learns Gemara to answer this. And answer everything, and answer what these days are all about. To Gemara Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I can read you the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Darash of Shimon Ashaluni. B'shoa shehipil Nebuchadnezzar Rasha Chananya Mishol V'Azari L'toich Kifshan Eish. When Nebuchadnezzar, as we all know, the Maisa, went and he threw Chananya Mishol V'Azariah into the fiery furnace. Omad Yorkamu Sar Habara. You think I'm reading the Zohar here. This is a Gemara. Look, Zohar. Gemara, Pesachim, Kuf Yud Ches. Says here that Yorkamu, you ever hear of Yorkamu Chevra? Yorkamu, who was the Sar Habara, was the angel, the ministering angel of Barad, of Hail. He stood up. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before Hashem, Amar Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eired ve'etzanein et ha'kivshon, ve'atzil le'tzadikim ha'lolo me'kivshon eish. So Yorkamu, the angel of hail, came to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Eibishter, and said, let me go down there, let me go freeze it all over, the fire, and save Chananya Mishol V'Azariah. It sounds like chvesnish, it's like one of those comic Marvel heroes that freezes everything. No? What's Back in my no, no, Chaver doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Mr. Incredible or something?
No.
The guy with the
Mr. Incredible doesn't.
His name is literally Iceman.
What's his name? What's he? He's holding.
Literally Iceman.
Literally Iceman. His name's Iceman. It makes sense. Iceman. So the original Iceman, is Yorkamu. Yorkamu's Iceman. They have to be Makar and Tyre for everything. So if they came up with Iceman, it must be there's a Makar somewhere in Tyre. It's Yorkamu. So he says, I'm going to freeze it over, I'm going to save them. That's what he said to Hashem. Sounds like a good plan, right? And we all know, everyone knows the end of the story, they were saved. Everyone knows they weren't killed, right? So it must have been Yorkamu went down. No. Listen, Vayter. Comes along, Amar lo Gavriel. Comes along the Malach Gavriel. That's not going to show the strength of God. If you go and freeze over all the fire, Shato Sar Bara, you are the ministering angel of hail. That would be pretty natural. Everybody knows that water puts out a fire. That would have been done then, in a certain sense, the way Bederach HaTeva. It starts hailing and puts out the fire. Shkoyach. Elani, Gavriel says, Ani, Sar Shalesh. Gavriel, Gvura, Gavriel was the ministering angel of fire. Is the ministering angel of fire. He says, I'm the ministering angel of fire. Ered v'akarer mifnim. I'm going to go and cool everything over inside and save them. V'akdiach mibachutz. And I'm going to bring the fire outside and burn all of the officers and police and whoever else the chvesnish is over there. Well, I'll make this miracle within a miracle, a double miracle. Not only in Chvesnish are we saving them, but we're saving them with fire. We're putting out fire with fire. Armalah Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Gavriel, raid, go down. He didn't. He said, Yorkamu, you stay here. Gavriel, you go down. Gavriel Amar, the Emes Hashem Lo'olam. Right away, Gavriel said, "Emes Hashem Lo'olam, Hashem always is truthful." On a pashup shot, what he's saying is because he was promised that he would be able to save the children of Avram Avinu. Because when Avram was sent into Kivson Eish, Gavriel wanted to go save him, and Hashem said, "I'm going to save him myself, but I'll save you later. You'll be able to save his children." So Hashem kept his word over here, but we'll see later. Maybe he means something else as well. The Emes Hashem Lo'olam. So comes along the Hail Hashem Shmuel. On this Gemara, the Hail Hashem Shmuel. You should read this inside. He says it so beautifully. It's Parshas Chukas, page Shin Gimel. It starts and goes on for about a few pages. But he says as follows. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously we all know, could do anything in the world, and everybody understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of Gevura. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also set up the world B'derech Teva. And we get used to that. And we think he set up the world B'derech Teva, and that's how he's going to always orchestrate the world. And even the Umas HaOlam believe that there's, at least many of them, that there's a God above and who rules over the Teva, but B'derech HaTeva. And if Yorkamu came and did things, it would be obviously a nes. It would be Yad Hashem. It would be a nes and a Yad Hashem b'derech HaTeva, in the same way that Hashem created and set up the world. Comes along Gavriel, and that's how things were taken care of. And what we learn from there is a much deeper, much stronger amuna, and that is not just Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but there's a way of teva. That everything in Teva at every moment is only because the Rabbon Hashem wills it to be at that moment. And everything that happens in this world is Eibishter. And everything at every moment is Ratzon Hashem. And the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Kol ma she'eis sorefes v'mayim atbiyim hu rak ratzono yisparach u'milbado hakol efes v'ayim. The fact that fire burns and water drowns is the will of God, and without His will at any moment it's nothing. And the same Rabbeinu Shalom that says fire should burn and water should drown can make fire drown and water burn at any moment. And the greatest, therefore, amuna, what every yid has to believe at every moment in life, is Ein Oid Mavado. There's nothing else but Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no teva, shkoyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we could have a normalcy in this world and that we could feel a sense of consistency and be able to live our lives and not go out of our minds. Decided to create the world, b'derech ha-teva in general. But we have to believe it, we have to know at any moment that teva can change. And it's not changing, that is the teva at every moment. It's all eino mavado. And that's why, lo aleinu chas v'shalom, when somebody's sick, we daven and we believe that it's an eibishter, and even though the doctors might say things and whatever it may be, as Rashi Meyer told me this past January, is the doctors know from nothing. Because they don't know eino mavado. They don't know if there's an eibishter that runs the world. Again, it doesn't always work out that way, and that's the will of our God, it's Baruch Hu, we have to be makabel that as well. We don't always, everything happens the way we'd like it to happen, that's true. But we do believe at any moment it can. And everything that is here in this world is Eino Mavado. This is the Muna that we have to have every single moment. You know, tonight, had this chus, it was amazing, Baruch Hashem. My father made a Sudas Hodah. The Chevra, I'm sure, remembers exactly 1 year ago. My father had a terrible, terrible fall. Mamish, a terrible fall, and fell down the steps of the subway and hit his head in a terrible way. And Mamish at first was literally his arms and legs paralyzed, and Nisim Gluyim, Mamish Nisim Gluyim, had a complete full recovery over time. It was long, and had to have a very serious surgery on his spine. But Baruch Hashem, complete refuah, and made a Sudas Hadah tonight. And it was all Eino Milvado. Things that happened didn't, even from the earliest time, the Ribbono Shel Olam was shining and showing, this is all me. You know, Chevra might remember the story. Right when he fell, he's in the middle of New York City. He's in the middle of New York City. He falls down 8-9 steps, whatever it was exactly. Falls on his head. I mean, he could have, and Bederech Teva could have been killed on the spot. And many people have died that way. And he fell, and right away there was some non-Jew, a nice Hasidei Umas Olam, who came and called right away for an EMT and called my mother with his phone and whatever it was. But you think you're in the middle of New York City. So here, what would we do, Lo Aleinu Chas V'Shalom, if here in the five towns, if we need medical assistance in such a way, immediately everybody calls Hatzalah, right? 718-230-1000, right away, immediately. Within seconds. Because we all know that Hatzalah is quickest and Hatzalah is going to care most about us and Hatzalah, Mamish, is going to save our life, Bez Hashem. So here in the middle of New York City, so of course they call the paramedics. Two paramedic teams show up. And the first person my father sees as a paramedic is a frum yid who he knows from Cedarhurst. What are the chances? Middle of New York City. And the other team wanted to take him to a hospital that it could be that he'd be paralyzed today if he went to that hospital. And because this yid, who knows my father, finds him there, took him, said, no, you guys get out of here, I'm taking him. Takes him to Cornell. Not only that, takes him to Cornell, which is an unbelievable hospital. Makes sure, walks him himself, takes him into the emergency room, and has all types of hookups, and makes sure, even though the emergency room was packed, every room was full, the hallways were full of people when I got there. Like, you couldn't even get into the hallway of the emergency room. There were so many people. My father was within a room within minutes, was taken care of in every way, somehow was, I mean, I don't want to say, but there was lines to get into the Chvestis to get CAT scans and things like that. He's like the first person in everywhere because this yid took care of him. And Baruch Hashem, and he needed it, and who knows what could have been if not. And Baruch Hashem had a complete refuah. And my father tonight spoke, and all he spoke about was Eino Mavado. All he spoke about was Emunah, and realizing everything is Yad Hashem, and whatever happens, and he spoke about it. He even said, he was talking about his relationship with my mother, and how he feels, how strong that relationship got, even on a higher level, because of what they had to deal with, and how much my mother was there for him in ways. And he said it was worth all of it for the bond that was taken to that next level. Lemaisa, everything's Yad Hashem. Everything. And we have to have emunah. And not just b'derech teva Yad Hashem. Eino mevado dika Yad Hashem. The Gavriel dika Yad Hashem. Not just the Yurkmud Yad Hashem. I was talking to a Talmud this week. He came to visit me. I spoke to him earlier in the week, and then he came to visit me. He was back on an off day. He's in a particular camp. And it's far from the best environment for this guy, I thought, going in, that's for sure. Meaning, it's a very, very modern Orthodox camp. And the chevra and the people that are generally there are not where this guy, I felt, was holding. Whatever. But he was going. He was going. You guys are smirking. It's not Hasp like I usually talk about, okay? Don't worry. But anyways... I love Hask. You have to talk about things, you know? Anyways, Lemaisa, he's in this place, and he's telling me, this young man is telling me early in the week, and then I saw him, and when we spoke in person, I saw it's all MS, how much he's growing in Yiddishkeit this summer, and how much he's growing. Shabbos, he says he doesn't stop singing and connecting to Shabbos and davening. He's explaining how part of it is because he sees those that he's around that are so apathetic, and that he felt he has to step up and show them this is such sheker, you gotta be MS, and he's like fighting against it. Some people need to fight against the trend and need the contrast to be able to excel. Everybody's different. But Imamish is growing in the greatest ways. I never would have thought it. MS. I'm telling you, I did not want him to be there. I didn't think it was the best environment for him, but Lamaisa, he's growing. And Lamaisa, he is. And therefore, you can have all the plans in the world. Why am I telling you this? All the plans in the world, what you think should be and what should be. And the Eibishter says, Eino Mevadoi. I know what's best for everybody. I know what's going to be for everybody. There's no Teva. There's only Rabbeinu Shalom. There's only Eibishter. So let's bring this idea back in. What's this have to do with Meir Meriva? What's the Shem Yishmael telling us to explain the Meir Meriva of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock? You know, the rock, this Evan, the Sela, this rock of Moshe Rabbeinu, so it had a double miracle as well. One miracle was just that it had water inside. But Lemaisa, that miracle, it tells us a lot about ourselves and it tells us a lot about this world, because if you really know anything about this world and know anything about yourself, everything but Panemius is full of Kedusha, not what it is on the outside. You think about the world itself, everybody knows B'tahayim, inside the world is water. Right? You go to the beach and you dig down into the sand and you find water. And you look at a person, and a person on the chitonius is guf, his body, and taiva, and temptation, but inside is Kedusha, inside is neshama, inside is ruach, and nefesh, and a lay of tahar, and the pintaliyat and Kedusha inside us. Every single one of us. So really, that nace is one level of nace, but that nace is really just a symbolic of everything in the world, in a sense. That inside, that hard outside, there's something beautiful and soft, and mayim, and ein mayim el toyer, and we'll get back to that. But the other miracle of the rock was that somehow that water was going to be able to, that water that was within was going to be able to exit the rock. The rock is this gashmias dick material that shouldn't allow the water to come through. So now the question was, that's going to be a nace. But the question is, how is that nace going to occur? How are we going to bring about that nace? Hashem wants to bring this nace in the world where the Pnimius, where the Kedusha, and Mayim al Torah is going to be brought forth through the rock, through the Gashmias, through the Guf of the rock. How is it going to exit the rock? So there's two possibilities. We could hit the rock and smash the rock, and then the water will come forth. But if you do it that's going to be a nace. It's still a nace, but it's a nace b'derech hateva. That's a normal way to break and make a hole that whatever's inside should come out. If you're going to hit the rock. Or we could speak to the rock. We could speak to the rock and our dibor is dibor shel kedusha, dibor shel Torah, dibor shel tefillah. We could speak to the rock and it could be a ruchni yizdik, a ruach of our mouth. Could then create that through that the water will just come splashing forth. And that could be a nace, not b'derech ha-teva, but l'mala b'teva, an einoid mevado dik a nace. When Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, He diminished the miracle from an Eino Milvadadika miracle of a Gavriel Dika miracle to a Yorkamu Dika miracle. He diminished the miracle to a miracle B'derech HaTeva. That was what he messed up in Lefi the Heliga Shemesh Shmuel, based on this Gemara Pesach and Kuf Yud Ches. If he would have talked to the Rak, he could have taught the whole world and all Klal Yisrael, Eino Milvado. There is no Teva in this world, which is the Muna that each and every one of us have to have. By the way, the Tikkun HaZohar, says, and he quoted the Shemesh Shmuel, he didn't say exactly where in Tikkun HaZohar, but I'm going to trust the Sacha Chaver here. V'inei b'tikune ha-zohar, d'ilav macha Moshe la'asela, hayu masigim es ha-Torah b'li yagia. Then again, similar to what we just said by the breaking of the Luchos, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the rock, we would have been able to learn Torah without tremendous effort, without hard work. Why? Because the water in the rock, as we in Mayan Torah, represents Torah, which now he taught you, you have to work hard to get out the Torah. So that's what he brought into the world. Because now we're lacking that Amunah Veino Mavado. And now in order to bring Kedusha into the world, it has to be a B'derech Teva. So that's hard, that's difficult. I have to break through Taiva, I have to break through Gashmias, I have to break through and put in Amelus, and all Kedusha in this world becomes hard. All of us have within us Kedusha. We all know that in the womb, we're learning Kol HaTorah Kula with a Malach. It's all there. We just need to bring it out. So if we understand, and we would have understood for all of Klal Yisrael, if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the white rock, that Eino Mavado, like Gavriel Dika miracle, then we'd be ready just to be attached to that always. And it'll be easy, it'll be smooth, it'll be beautiful. It's there. That's Pshat as well. What's the Gemara Megillah says? Yagati umatsasi tamen. Yagati, I put in Yagiyas. Umatsasi, I find it. You find it? It should be, I earned it. Finding something means it was there the whole time. But I have to put in the hard work to get to that Kedusha. Chavar, on a grander scale, this is what happened as well by Shviras HaLuchos, by the breaking of the Luchos, which Rosh Hashanah B'Tamuz, and listen closely. You know what happened over there? We were at Har Sinai, and we reached the level Kodesh Kedoshim. We were Mamish Nefesh Chaim explains where Adam HaRishon Kodem L'Chait. We were back. Pasko Zumasam, the Gemara and Shabbos says. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Daf Hei says we were free from the Eitzara, free from the Malach HaMavas, we were Kulo Ruchni. We were there. We were mamish back to where we should be. What happened then? We sinned by Chet Egel. What was Chet Egel according to many Mefarshim? It wasn't that we didn't believe in Hashem and we didn't want the Kedusha and the Ruchnias. We felt there needs to be a physical manifestation to get that. There needs to be an Egel, something physical in between. We can't just connect Beruchnias. We need a physical object. It was again, it has to be in a certain Tevadik. It has to be Gashmiasdik. B'derech HaTeva. So then the Luchos are broken, and as the Yalko Yeshua says, brings it back, the Yigiyas HaTorah, you need to work hard for it again. Just like the Chet of Mei Meriva. In other words, Warat Chavra, listen closely. Because of Chet Mei Meriva, and because of Chet Egel, it's all one and the same. And what we're saying today, and that's why we have Golis, and why we're so far from Kedusha, is that we don't understand Eino Mavado. If we understood, if we would have understood Eino Mavado, if we would have understood it's all Rabbanu Shalom, all I want is Kedusha in my life, we never would have fallen to all the places that we fell. We never would have needed the Golis. We never would have needed the wake-up call. But once you mess and bring Gashmias and Teva into the picture, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that it needs to all be through Yagiyah. It needs to be, and if it's going to be through Yagiyah, sometimes we're going to fall. If it's going to be through hard work, sometimes we're going to say, I'd rather take the easy way out. It's first to be Amal B'Torah, to sit in a Shtaigo over Gemara for 2 hours, it's so hard, it's so difficult. To close my eyes and not look at things that I want to look at when I'm walking down the street on these, this past week, it was really hot days. There must have been people outside not wearing too much clothing, is my assumption. So you're walking down the streets and be able to not look, that's very hard. It takes you gear. So if I understood and if I'm really one with Eino Mavado, it would have all been and should have all been easy. But I brought all the Yigiyah, I brought all the Sarin. What's our avoda there and have to be? So there's two avodas that happen that I believe that have to be simultaneous then during these days. And all of this, again, all of this was Shvir Saluchos, which was Shiva Sabatam as the beginning. And therefore that's what these days are about, to bring Kedusha back and realize that we've lost that. And that's what the mourning is, that's what the Avelus is, that we've lost Kedusha. Because we didn't understand Ena Mavado. So simultaneously now, what that means is that we're forced to, first of all, put in tremendous Yigiyas and Avelus. That's just something that's part of the consequence of not seeing Ena Mavado back then. And therefore, I have to put Amelus into my Avod Hashem. I have to put Yigiyas into my Amelus B'Torah. I have to work hard and put an effort. And yes, sometimes it is hard, but I have to be willing to do that and recognize that's the only way I'm going to crack down to the Panemius and to the ocean that's within of Kedusha. But I believe simultaneously I have to be working on my Amunah of Emunah Mavado. Simultaneously I have to be telling myself and remembering everything is Eibishter. And when something doesn't go, all of us in our lives, you have a day and something doesn't go perfectly, whether it be I'm dating and I'm Shiduchim and I'm Lamei says something one day doesn't go perfect, Eino Mavado, this is Eibishter. And someone breaks up with me and I thought it was going well, Eino Mavado, it's Eibishter, that's best for me. And the Chavrusa says, I'm learning and I'm in Yeshiva and I'm Chavrusa, and the Chavrusa thinks it wants to stop. I thought I was learning well and he wants to go somewhere else and now I feel so lost. Who am I going to learn with? Eino Mavado, it's the Ribbon Shalom. It doesn't mean don't put in the shtadlis to try to be metakin and fix, but b'simcha rab, it's okay. I'm not destroyed by this. And I have an internship and they tell me at the end, you know what, you should look in a different direction. Eino Mavado, maybe that's what's best for you and you shouldn't be in such a place. The Ribbon Shalom runs the world. And we have to believe Eino Mavado. And when we start believing that more, we'll start feeling more ruchnius in our life. Simultaneous with the effort we have to put in, with the amelus we have to put in, with the hard work we have to put in our learning, in our davening, in our Shemir Sanayim, in our Avodas Hashem. It's not easy. It's not easy because of what we're explaining. You're right. That's part of the consequences of our actions of the past. And it's not easy. One day it will be easy again when Mashiach comes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mol Hashem Es Levavcha Es Levav Zarecha, which we all know is the acronym of Elul. Es Levavcha Es Levav. Elul. Mirz Hashem. Get there. There'll be a circumcision of the heart. Ayin, read the Ramban over there in Parashat Yitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin, I think. You read the Ramban over there, it's mamish amazing. You take away the taivas, take away the Yitzhara. It's going to be back to what? That easiness again. But we're not there yet. So we have to put in the hard work. No pain, no gain. From Sara Agra. But that has to be with the building of Amuna, of Eino Mavado. Whatever we're struggling with, ever going through this is all Yad Hashem. And even if it seems so bleak and we think B'derech Teva, there's no way out, Shkoyach, it doesn't matter. We have Rabbanu Shalom and nothing's Teva. It's all good. Tonight I was finishing up the shir early in the early evening. And Rabbanu Shalom gave me the following Matana. We're saying the MS is the avoid has to be Amuna Bashem, but not just Tam Amuna Bashem. It has to be Amuna Bashem that Eino Milvado. Amuna Bashem that there's nothing else but Eibishter. If you take Gematria, Amuna Behashem Be Yud Kevavke, Be Yud Hevavke. Amuna Bashem Eino Milvado. Amuna Bashem that is Eino Milvado is 300, exactly 353, which is exactly Gematria Simcha. Exactly the gematria of happiness. These days, people think are all that atzvas, all that sadness. And there's so many people in this world that, even without these days, have such atzvas, such sadness. The void of every single one of us, mitzvah gedolah is b'simcha tamid, is to be b'simcha. And simcha itself is geula. Simcha itself is Yeshua. And ultimately, that's the greatest simcha that we're waiting for. So when we have this amunah b'Hashem of Eino Milvado, every single one of us, b'zaycha simcha, Pes Shem Yisbarach, should be for each and every one of us, for our mishpachos, and that's chus b'zaycha, t'gula, shleima, b'zaycha, b'karav mamish. You know, every year, for the past many years, we've had a program in DRS, Tisha B'Av. I don't even know how many years it's going on. And I always hold out, and I try to wait to plan it, and to even get in touch with who needs to get in touch with, as far as confirming in DRS, and people's thing, whatever, all the situations. I always try to hold off to the last moment. Usually once Rosh Chodesh Av comes, I just have to, just in case, lo aleinu, we're going to have to do it. I'm hoping deeply this year we're not going to have to do it. It's going to be a yontiv of Tisha B'Av Karlei Moed. We'll be tanting together with Mashiach Zukeinu B'mehira B'Yameinu.